Football requires neuromuscular control, postural stability, flexibility, and safe jump landing mechanics. Deficits in these components may impair performance and contribute to hazardous lower limb movement patterns. This randomized controlled study examined the effects of 8 weeks of integrated neuromuscular training on static and dynamic balance, flexibility, and landing errors in male football players aged 18-20 years. Methods. 30 male football players were randomly allocated to an integrated neuromuscular training group or an active control group, N equals 15 per group. The experimental group completed a progressive multi-component program 3 times weekly for 8 weeks, including balance, strength, plyometric, core stability, landing technique, and reactive agility exercises. The control group continued usual football training. Dynamic balance, static balance, flexibility, and landing quality were assessed before and after the intervention. Analysis of covariance was used with baseline values entered as covariates. Results. After the intervention, the experimental group showed significantly greater improvements in static balance, dynamic balance, flexibility, and landing quality than the control group, P0.001. Large effects were observed for dynamic balance, partial eta squared equals 0.656, and landing errors, partial eta squared equals 0.492. The experimental group showed an adjusted 35.9 cm improvement in dynamic balance and a 1.55 error reduction in landing error scoring system scores, corresponding to an approximate 27.6% reduction in landing errors. Exploratory mediation analysis suggested that improved dynamic balance statistically explained part of the reduction in landing errors. Conclusion: 8 weeks of integrated neuromuscular training improved postural control, flexibility, and landing mechanics in young male football players. The program may be used as a structured warm-up strategy in football settings, although larger trials with injury follow-up are required.